Warralilly pre-game interview.
We're before the bounce, thanks to Team Tyre Power and the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. Get your friends together and have a fun day out at the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. Well, we've been lining up guests left, right and centre, and we're lucky enough to be joined by the coach of Wallyalup, Fremantle, this afternoon, of course, playing as Wallyalup as part of Sir Doug Nicholls' Indigenous Round. And Justin Longmuir, an old friend of ours here at Carrick Football, has been good enough to join us from up the stadium. JL Kingy and Benny Cass firing the questions at you. Firstly, great to have you on Carrick Football again, and Docker's going okay.
Yeah, g'day, lads. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're going all right, mate. Like the last 2 weeks, found our mojo a little bit, especially around the ball, and that's led to us being able to get our inside 50s up and score. So, yeah, it's obviously a bit of a step up in challenge today with Geelong playing really well, but, you know, I think we're up for it.
Is stability key, JL, to what's happened over the last couple of weeks? I looked through your list and there's, you'd have at least 80% of your sides played, you know, either 8 or 9 games this year. Has that helped in the last couple of weeks just as you fine-tune with a couple of new faces in the lineup?
I think it helps, yeah, absolutely. We've had quite a bit of change at the club. I think we had 10 players go out and come in. With 25% of your list changeovers, it's big, and I think we lost 80% of 20% of the players that played game time last year. So it has been a lot of change, and it's probably been a lot of change internally with players in new leadership roles, and it's been a little bit clunky at the start of the year. But as I mentioned before, the last couple of weeks we've played with a lot more freedom, and that's allowed us to hunt the opposition and hunt the ball and be a bit more, change angles with the ball and be a bit braver, I suppose, with ball in hand, which has given our forwards a good opportunity to score.
Can you tell us what Jago O'Meara's brought to the group?
A real wise, level head. He's been a really good sounding board off the field for a lot of our young leaders. He's a really composed player and person. And on the field, he's just tough. His work in around clearance has been really strong. His ability to win one-on-ones is really strong, and he's been able to hit the scoreboard when he goes forward. But he was probably one of those players that was just trying to do everything right at the start of the year, and probably wasn't playing on instinct like he has the last couple of weeks, and seen his game blossom the last 2 weeks when he's just played it with a bit more freedom and backed his ability just to hunt the footy and hunt the man. And him and Luke Jackson have really given us a lift over the last couple of weeks.
Speaking with Wallyalup coach Justin Longmuir, thanks to Warralilly on Carrick Football, he's Benny Cass.
Justin, now Kingy said because there's only two of us, I had to ask sensible questions because we've got Mick Barlow. Yes, this is a first on K-Rock. Mick Barlow, actually Docker Grade is joining us in special comments, but as usual, he's running late. Now, when you came into the AFL, you were from Quarter, is that right? Originally?
Yep, that's right.
You came in farm strong, didn't you? You weren't like sort of steel strong, you were farm strong. Watching your team play, Josh Tracy from Kahuna, is he just farm strong because he's a big unit?
Yeah, so he's a bit of a brute of a man. And I think that's why some people don't realise that he's only 20 years of age still. He goes about the game like a 24, 26-year-old. But, yeah, he's come off the farm. I think he grew up milking cows and lifting hay bales. So he's a strong young lad. And he's last week he was tremendous. And I think his form over the last couple of weeks has been really, really good. And that's given Jai a miss and Luke Jackson another ally down there, and it's been able to create one-on-ones in our forward half, so he's doing a great job.
Do you miss ploughing the fields back at home, or you've sort of moved on?
No, I moved on a little bit. It's been about 30 years now, Cass, so I at times I miss the independence and I suppose the farm lifestyle, but I'm well entrenched in the city life now.
No, doing a great job. I've watched the Dockers, I think, pretty much every game this year, and there were some struggles. You mentioned the earlier struggles to score, particularly early in your ball movement, but there was a player I thought was really good even when you were down, Lachie Schultz. He's still only 25, playing his 77th game, but, geez, he gets to good spots, and he's a really clinical finisher in front of goal, which you need to be, when you're 178 and you don't get that many opportunities throughout a game.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably been one of our more consistent players this year, along with probably Sean Darcy. He has a knack of finding himself in the right positions, but he's just one of those players that teammates love to play with. He just gives his all every week, and you know, a couple of his chase down tackles last week were, you know, team lifting, and he's got the ability to do those sorts of things as well as hit the scoreboard. So yeah, he's had a really good year.
How's it been in Perth? You know, obviously the West Coast have had their well-documented struggles. Your team was struggling early, seems to hopefully be coming out of those struggles. How are you finding it? Are you still loving it? Is it difficult, just the two teams, or are you just settled right in?
Oh, no, it's difficult. Well, it's been a difficult start for the year for everyone at the club. And, you know, no one's their own worst critic than myself and most of the players, I suppose. So put a lot of pressure on ourselves to perform, and obviously there's been a bit of a pile on off the field, which, you know, just adds a little bit more pressure. And I think, you know, probably didn't deal with the expectations as well as we could have early in the year, especially after we lost our first couple, and felt like we were just playing without the freedom and the dare that we needed to. And I think that's come back the last couple of weeks when we realised we just need to get back to controlling what we can control. And yeah, we've seen a big turnaround in our contest and our pressure as well. So yeah, we're looking to maintain that today.
How do you let down a little bit? Because it seems if you're an AFL coach, you have to have this look that, you know, something horrible has just happened in your life pretty much 24/7. How do you get away from it and just, you know, let your hair down a little bit? Is that possible?
No, it's not. No, not really. Not easy in season. I snuck out yesterday and went fishing with a mate. I invested in a boat, which I don't know how I got that past the missus, but I did.
And, that's lovely.
Went out with a mate yesterday fishing and managed to get a couple. That was good. You're right. You don't get many opportunities throughout the year to take your mind off footy, and especially when things aren't going well, you tend to think about the fixes and what needs to be done. And you tend to get a lot of advice from everyone as well when things aren't going well. So to be able to sift through that and give the players what they need is really important. And I think just being able to maintain a level of consistency and composure through those tough times is invaluable to the players as well.
JL, as always, appreciate your time. We know the Dockers come back to Geelong where you had a good win last year later in the season for a Saturday afternoon clash, and we look forward to catching up with you then again. Best of luck this afternoon as coach of Wollul up, and for your sake, 4 points hopefully, and maybe back into the eight at the end of the round.
Thanks, lads. Appreciate
good
it.
Good on you, JL.
Justin Longmuir joining us here on Carrick.
Warra Lilly pre-game interview.